Pamela Joseph returns to salvage what she can after floodwaters wrecked her home. A single room is all that's left of her six-bedroom bungalow, and it's close to a precipice.
When night comes, I have to go somewhere else to sleep. My house is finished.
The government has promised help, but so far it hasn't reached tens of thousands of people across Nigeria.
We feel what we have taken is adequate for the moment, but the subnationals also have the responsibility to see that their citizens are being, you know, supported.
Some flood victims say nothing is being done.
Sincerely, there is no help from governments. Sincerely.
This used to be someone's bedroom before the flood. The debris here is what's left of it and of 38 other houses that were swept away. The foundations of some of the buildings are in the middle of this river.
The floods between June and November were among the worst to hit Nigeria in half a century. Infrastructure like roads and bridges have been damaged or swept away. 2 months after the disaster, officials are still taking stock of the damage. But the government says it needs $2 billion now to fix damaged infrastructure. Analysts say it's clear authorities at all levels were ill-prepared for the disaster.
They just don't have an incentive to address this. Because when you have a system where emergency funds are released without accountability, we have processes where there's no proper procurement for those funds, a lot of people benefit from this. There's a whole political economy around these floods. I worry that we might not even be able to recover quick enough before the next flood.
With politicians focused on the general elections in 2 months, some flood victims say they are worried their troubles are only just beginning. Ahmed Idris, Al Jazeera, Obogoro.